If prices at the grocery store are skyrocketing, particularly with beef, then you might want to think about going directly to a rancher. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today.
I had a friend who normally would just buy her food at the grocery store and buy her meat at the grocery store, had an aha moment, and went down the road to where we have a guy that does processing and purposely went there and bought her meat.
That's Linda Ryder at Ryder Ranch in Coeur d'Alene. And, oh, by the way, I have about three friends that are doing exactly that, going down to the ranch and buying meat directly from the rancher. But ranchers are low on supplies. Here's rancher Mike Ingersoll.
We're at a bad point right now where we do not have the surplus right now to accommodate the people that are calling. And we will have in the next year.
Ingersoll says that he is adding to his herd. And getting back to Linda Ryder, most of her Angus cattle are also spoken for in the fall.
People aren't moving around. It's going to take some creative marketing, I think, to lure people back to doing things.
We make a little bit of a profit, but still we have to pay for the packaging and kill fee and everything else is all accommodated in that price. Each place is USDA inspected. The chance is yours, your opportunity to get what you want.
Ranch to table. Great idea. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.